From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Delegates to the Paris Climate Change Conference reach a deal to tackle global warming. As VOA's Europe correspondent Luis Ramirez reports, the agreement aims to keep the planet from warming, provides investment in poorer countries, and sets peak carbon emission levels.
I see the reaction is positive. I see no objections. The Paris Agreement is adopted.
The drop of a gavel by French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius culminates several nights of haggling and years of paralysis on the question of climate change. Cheers erupted among the delegates of nearly 200 nations who, for the first time ever in a 31-page document, agreed on how to move forward to curb global warming. The final deal falls short of the 2-degree target on slowing global warming, and developing nations did not get the compensation they wanted from rich countries for environmental damage, but organizers call it historic and say it marks a new era of common global efforts on climate change. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Paris.
President Obama hailed the Paris Agreement, saying in Washington that it is something Americans can be proud of.
Today, the American people can be proud because this historic agreement is a tribute to American leadership. Over the past 7 years, we've transformed the United States into the global leader in fighting climate change.
Mr. Obama cited U.S. investment in wind, solar, and other clean energy that helped create jobs, and new nationwide standards aimed at cutting emissions from coal-fired power plants by more than one-third by the year 2030. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Burundi's army says at least 87 people were killed Friday in the capital Bujumbura in what it describes as coordinated attacks on 3 military installations by unknown gunmen. A military spokesman speaking Saturday said the dead included 79 enemies, along with 8 soldiers and policemen. He said 45 others had been captured in day-long firefights that extended into Saturday morning. Horrified residents in several neighborhoods of the capital told Western reporters of emerging from hiding early Saturday to find dozens of corpses scattered in the streets. The fighting is seen as the worst since a failed coup attempt in May, which came just weeks after two-term President Pierre Nkurunziza announced plans to seek a controversial third term. Swiss officials have confirmed the arrest of 2 people of Syrian origin as part of a probe into a terror threat. The 2 people were arrested in Geneva on Friday on suspicion of making, hiding, and transporting explosive and toxic gases. Criminal proceedings have been opened against the 2 under a law prohibiting terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda and Islamic State. Olivier Journeau is the prosecutor general for the canton of Geneva. He says these persons, because of their behavior and their nationality, were subjected to increased police checks and police control, and that those controls revealed the presence of traces of explosives in the vehicle that they used. Authorities in the Geneva region had been searching for 4 suspected jihadists with alleged ties to Islamic State, but police have not said whether Friday's arrests were connected to the search. Women in Saudi Arabia made history Saturday, taking part in elections, voting, and running as candidates in municipal elections for the first time ever. Several female candidates declared the vote an historic moment in Saudi history, the only nation where a woman is forbidden to drive, and where many of her life decisions can be overruled by her male guardian. The incremental change is part of the late King Abdullah's legacy. Abdullah, who died in January, issued a decree in 2011 authorizing women to vote. Yemeni officials and the country's Shiite Houthi rebels say they have agreed to begin a week-long ceasefire on Monday, one day before the start of UN-mediated peace talks in Geneva. The fighting in Yemen has killed at least 2,500 civilians this year, according to the World Health Organization. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.